This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. More in this report.
During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. The Defence Ministry has said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has clarified that the discussion under the Rule 267 can only take place in the House on the items listed in the day's agenda. He said any notice concerning an issue outside the listed business is invalid. The chairman said this during the zero hour in view of the opposition MP's notices given under the Rule 267. Mr. Radhakrishnan observed that notices given under the rule are being submitted almost on a daily basis to seek suspension of listed business and to seek discussion on issues chosen by members. He stressed that this is not the purpose of Rule 267. He underlined that the Rule 267 in the Rajya Sabha cannot be equated with an adjournment motion in the Lok Sabha, which is permitted under Article 75(3) of the Constitution. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to augment funding for health and national security with the imposition of cess on production of pan masala. Moving the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the bill intends to create resources for health security and national security. She said that the cess will not be placed on any essential commodities but only on demerit goods which are associated with significant health risks. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and return. The proposed law aims to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Former Mizoram Governor Swaraj Kaushal passed away today. He was 73. Swaraj Kaushal was father of BJP MP Basuri Swaraj. In a social media post, BJP MP Basuri Swaraj remembered her father for his affection, discipline, simplicity and patriotism. She also said that his legacy, values and blessings will be the foundation of every journey ahead. She added that being his daughter is the greatest pride of her life. The ISSF World Cup final is set to take place in Doha, Qatar from today. India will field a 15-member team led by world champion Samrat Rana alongside top shooters like Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar. The World Cup final hosts the best shooters of the year in each of the 12 individual Olympic categories who will fight it out for the Best Shooter of the Year award. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in positive territory today, snapping a four-day losing streak. The Sensex gained 159 points to close at 85,265, while the Nifty added 48 points to settle at 26,033. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange edged down. The mid-cap index lost 0.2%, while the small-cap index declined over 0.3%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.